I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I tell you, we got some good stuff for you this week. This is going to be a great show. We got a lot of information for you. A lot of things happening right here where it's all happening. And right there, it's happening too because you're watching the Dr. Bill show. Anyway, we've got some cool stuff to talk about. But first of all, I don't want to forget that I want to mention that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and all the other shows on techpodcast.com. You know what? If you go to our website, the website, of course, being drbill.cc, CC stands for computer curmudgeon, you can click on the link to Tech Podcast, and you can get a feel for all the shows that are on the Tech Podcast Network. I'm just going to pick some at random here. The Home Tech Podcast, The Day in Tech History, Bagel Tech? I like bagels, particularly with a little cream cheese. Have a bagel with your tech. Yes. Okay. Let's see. We've got the Tech Buzz. We've got Casual Warcrafting for you World of Warcrafters. Don't want to say that too many times because my tongue will wrap around itself and try to strangle itself. That would be bad. Bagel Tech News. A lot of bagel stuff out there. I suspect it's the same guy doing it. He's just a bagel fan. Totally Cool Tech. I could keep going here. The Lou Tech Show. The Nashville Tech Feed. I mean, we got international represented here. The Aussie Tech Head. Yes, we have the Maximo Show, the iPad Show. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And that's a good thing because there's a lot of tech to talk about. And we'll talk about some tech right now. How's that? Okay. I just want to let you know that it's not just Dr. Bill and Todd Cochran, you know, and a few other, you know, Andy McCaskey, a few of the bigger names out there. No, they're all big names because they all are on Tech Podcast Network and they have to qualify to be on Tech Podcast Network. You can't just be some weird guy with a webcam and crazy eyes and be on the Tech Podcast Network. No. Yes, you got that. I can tell because you're snickering. Yeah, I can hear you across the waves of the internet. The interweb. All right, let's go into the tech news, shall we? The tech news for this week, Gmail outage. Gmail. We all know and love Gmail. I have a Gmail account that I use for stuff. Now, it's not my primary email, but it is an email that I use to test a lot of things because Gmail is one of those ubiquitous things that's out there. You know, I like ubiquitous Wi-Fi and ubiquitous everything else. I've used that word a lot. Perhaps I should find another word, a synonym for ubiquitous. Maybe you can help me with that. Send me some synonyms for ubiquitous. I have such fun with my language. Okay, anyway, there was a Gmail outage. And it affected 2% of Gmail users. There's about 170 million users of Gmail worldwide. That's a lot of folks in Gmail. So it was only about 136,000 users. These are numbers that I've been given in an article. So if that doesn't equate to 2%, don't blame me. Because me and numbers, we just don't get along anyway. So, but anyway, yes, they lost their address books, they lost other data, but at the time that I wrote this on March the 1st, it said that they hoped that the data would be restored soon. The data has been restored. They did find it out there in the cloud somewhere. Anyway, whoa! Yes, that drum roll says it's time for another Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week's kind of sneak up on you and hit you in the back of the head. You know, Kat, have you ever watched NCIS with Gibbs when he slaps you in the back of the head? It's kind of like a Geek Software of the Week. Anyway, the Geek Software of the Week is an interesting little story. So now Dr. Bill will tell you a story. Get all comfy. Snuggle in. Hopefully it won't be a bedtime story. No. Anyway, maybe it depends on when you're watching the netcast. Maybe it'll make you fall asleep like last netcast. Anyway, I was sitting at work minding my own business, typing away on the old computer. And one of my coworkers, since he sent a comment in, I don't think he'll mind if I name him. Hi, Garland. Anyway, Garland came in and said, hey, Dr. Bill, got a question for you. I've got a PC, and it's got this virus. Now, normally, you know, Garland's a geek. He can handle stuff like that. But he said the problem is that it blue screened and died. So he knew he was going to have to boot from some other partition or other thing, in this case a CD, and try to get rid of that virus. So I said, fear not, I have a solution for you. Actually, I said I'll get back to you in just a few minutes. But I found a solution for him, and I burned the ISO, handed it to him. He took it home, and it worked great. He was quite happy when he came back the next day and went, dude. Anyway, so what I found, I thought I would make a Geek Software of the Week since it worked so well. And it's free, and you know I like the free. See, there's that old tongue giving me issues again. Anyway, so Geek Software of the Week this week is Kaspersky Rescue Disk 10. Kaspersky Antivirus. Not a very well-known antivirus as Antiviri Go. However, it is pretty cool, and they keep it up, and they have the ISO right there on their website. I have a link right there, and it'll be a link in the show notes as well, where you can download Kaspersky Rescue Disk 10. It is designed to scan, disinfect, and restore infected operating systems. Now, the CD that it boots from is Linux-based. Yes, indeed. And it works great. Garland says works fine. Matter of fact, let me read his comment. His comment says, Bill is correct. Kaspersky is a great Linux-based bootable CD that worked like magic. I highly recommend it. I want to thank Bill for finding it for me. Peace. Garland's big on the peace, which I'm glad for. Anyway, that's the Geek Software of the Week. Now it's time for the IPv6 factoid of the day. What is IPv6, you ask? Well, IPv4 is what we're currently using most everywhere in the whole wide world. You know, it's that 192.168.1.1. Okay, so I got my numbers confused. I told you I wasn't good with numbers. 192.168.1.1, for instance, is an IPv4 IP address. You know, I'm halfway tempted to stop recording and back up and try this again. But no, I like to do it live, so to speak. As Todd says on Geek News Central, it's as live as it gets. Okay? I like that. Anyway, the factoid here for IPv6, IPv6 is the next standard for the internet address scheme for the whole World Wide Web and the whole internet and all of networking there is. And it's very important because the last of the IPv4 official addresses were dispensed last month. So that means as of February 2011, there are no more IPv4 official addresses. Now, having said that, there are still ranges of addresses one for each class. For instance, Class A is the 10.10 address range, is reserved, okay? Then there's the 172.30 range, for instance, okay? That's reserved. And then there's the 192.168 range. That's reserved. You say, what? Those ranges were not given out to people who requested them from the ICANN. Okay, that's the international body that keeps these things going for us. Anyway, I'm getting kind of digressing here. I'm kind of getting deep, but that's okay. Hang in there with me. Okay, so they ran out of addresses. Now, there's a lot of addresses in the IPv4 space. There are 4.3 billion addresses available. Those are potential addresses. Now, think about that. 4.3 billion with a B. And they've all been given out. Whoa! So, obviously, we need an addressing scheme that will give us enough addresses for all of the doohickeys out there that need IP addresses, right? So, enter IVP6, which has actually been around since the 90s. I mean, it's been around a while, okay? But nobody seems to want to implement it. Everybody's talking about, it's going to be too expensive. It's going to be too hard. You're going to have to get over it, folks. So, it's time to learn some things about IPv6, and I've been kind of doing a little studying on IPv6. And here's one of the things I found. Here's your factoid. With IPv6, there are 340 undecillion. I'm not making that word up, by the way. That's what it said in the book. Undecillion addresses. Never heard of it. Or that is 64 billion IP addresses for every square centimeter on the earth. Whoa. So if we ever want to give every square centimeter on the earth an IP address, we can do it 64 billion times and we'll still be okay. One of our network guys at work, Kevin, said, hey, Dr. Bill, did you know, I heard in class that if you gave an IP address to every molecule in the solar system, you'd have enough. What? So there you go. Pretty wild. But I'm telling you, IPv6 is coming. By the way, if you want to turn that 192.168.1.1 address into an IPv6 address, I'm just going to have to work on the tongue. I'm going to have to give it calisthenics, you know. Anyway, you can just put a colon in front of the 192.168.1.1. Yes. So, that's because it's an old address and that's the way it grandfathers it. Because there's stuff in front of it. The stuff being aughts. Yes. You know, zeros, ones. Okay, yeah, all right. Anyway, next item. I'm sure you're saying, move on. Yes. It's going to be one of those kind of netcasts. I can tell. The tongue is saying, I'm going to get your attention. Okay, you got my attention. Move on. Developing computers with emotions? It's getting silly. Is that a good thing? I say, maybe. I give it a definite maybe. Here's the reason why. First of all, I say in the article here, I don't want to offend my PC and be concerned about that. I've got too many other things I've got to deal with other than, did I offend my PC? No. I don't want that PC to have emotions and get all sulky and go, I'm not going to boot for you today because I just don't feel like it. No, but it might be nice to have certain computers, not everyone, but certain computers that you could talk to and exchange pleasantries. Hi there, computer. How are you doing? And have the computer go, not bad. You know, I mean, your computer could be your friend. Okay, well. Anyway, they're working on it. Actually, at Cambridge University in England, They're working on teaching computers to measure stress, detect how it affects facial expressions. Yes, they would have fun with my face, wouldn't they? Anyway, and then develop a persona that mimics proper emotional responses to what they see. So if you get up and go, I'm not going to talk to anybody until I get my coffee, the computer's going to go, dude, all right, back off, man. You know what I'm saying? All right, next item follows up with the first item, which is Google Gmail was restored. Turns out Google blamed a software upgrade on losing some of its cloud-based data stores. So that leads us to the final item of news, which is, does Dr. Bill have enough to do already? Yes, probably so. However, does that ever stop him? No, sadly. So I've given myself something else to do. I've created a new website and a new, yes, even a new netcast that will be coming out very soon called VertZine. You say, what's a VertZine? Well, you try finding a unique word that nobody has gotten yet you can register as an address. That's why we have things like muckluck.com and muhuba and jomblahanal and other weird things. Well, this is the day for my tongue to be in the mood that it's in, for sure. Anyway, VertZine is a combination of virtualization and magazine. You squish them together and you get VertZine, which is much shorter and easier to remember, I hope. So VertZine.com, VIRTZINE, as you might expect. VertZine.com. You can go there and you can read the online magazine of virtualization and cloud computing. Wow, that's a mouthful. But basically, it's going to be all about what I specialize in. Yes, because I have a Citrix certification, I have a VMware certification, and I have a web professional certification, all of which uniquely qualifies me to get paid more money at work. Shouldn't have said that. Scratch that from the record. No, they just require us at work to be certified. And you know I'm certifiable. Yes. No, but the point is, those are the areas of interest that I have, and they're the areas of expertise that I have professionally, and so we're going to have another website. Just what we need. Another of the 30 billion, the trillion websites out there. You have another place to go on the web, which means maybe you won't get bored, which is good. But anyway, my goal in this, I'll try to calm this down just a bit. My goal in this is to be able to disseminate information regarding cloud computing and virtualization to all of us out there that are interested in it, and to have a netcast very, very soon that will specialize in virtualization. So watch for that. Yes, it's going to be good. Hang in there. We're going to do interviews. We're going to have product, you know, reviews. We're going to have all kinds of good stuff. And I've got a few projects in mind to do that will be fun as well. Yes. So go check it out, VertZine.com. And do this for me. Okay? Do this. You will do this. Anyway, I'll try anything. Go to VertZine.com, look over on the right-hand column, and there you will find a place to register for the newsletter. Go ahead and do that. I'm not going to spam you, okay? Those of you that have registered for the newsletter on the Dr. Bill site, drbill.cc, you have seen that I don't spam you there either. Now, do I tell the truth? Okay, I don't. So, I just will keep you up to date on what's going on with the whole VertZine concept. By the way, what do you think of that name, VertZine? Okay, sounds like maybe an alien planet in some weird old sci-fi movie. Oh, by the way, I got a comment on YouTube. in these closing moments of the Netcast, I'll share this. The guy that sent me the message goes by the name of Trollinista, which is suspicious if you ask me. But anyway, he said, "Hey, doctor, enjoyed the Netcast. Are you a proctologist?" And I told him, "No, I'm not a proctologist at all. The doctor is two doctorates. One is in theology. The other is in naturopathy, which is natural health. So, totally non-computer related. What can I say? But at any rate, people just call me Dr. Bill. It's just what they call me." So, I told him that, and I shared that with him. But he went on to say, and this was the good part, I thought. He said, "You remind me of a cross between Dr. Phil and Chewbacca." Okay, I'm not sure that's a compliment, but I kind of like it. So, I don't know about the Dr. Phil part. I have a full head of hair. Matter of fact, sometimes recently my hair has been giving me a hard time because it sticks out in all kinds of directions. Today, I tried to get it under control. I'm all about the control. No. All right, so enough silliness. We'll close out now, and I'll let you know that the doctor is out of here.